in South Yorkshire, the TuneIn Radio app, which is very easy to download. And if you've got an iOS device, I've got very, very good news for you. And you may not be aware, but Iman FM has got its own app. So if you've got any iOS app, you can iOS device, you can now download the Iman FM app. It will be changing its name, but at the moment it's called Community Radio Iman FM. So if you just type that into the App Store, then you can download the fantastic Iman FM app. It will be available on Android and other compatible devices very, very shortly. And when the name change is done, then it will be called Iman FM, as the app should be. But currently on iOS devices, it's called Community Radio Iman FM, and it's got a lot of good features on there as well. So well done to the Iman FM management and team and behind the scenes as well for creating a wonderful app as well. And you can also listen to Iman FM, you can also listen to Sports Week on Dawn FM in Nottingham on 107.6 FM. And it was great to see that the station manager of Dawn FM, Sister Aisha Asia, who attended the Iman FM Awards 2016, who was there as well. So it's good to see that other community radio stations in the UK are like taking this show on air as well. So those are the ways you can listen to Iman FM. And if for any reason you've missed my past shows, or this is the first time you're listening to me and you want to increase your knowledge of sport, then you can listen back to my previous show. I haven't put up a last week's show because I've been mega, mega busy, as you can imagine, with the with everything work-wise and then getting prepped up for the event as well. So inshallah, the last week's show and obviously today's show will be on there in due course. But you can listen to previous shows to that on audioboom.com/1Z. And 1Z is the figure 1 and the spelling of my name, which is Z-A-H-E-E-R. You can also get in touch with Iman FM on social media. So on Facebook, it's Iman FM Radio. So I want everyone to go onto your Facebook and look for Iman FM Radio and like the page. Also, we are on Twitter as well on Iman FM 1031. And also, I'm on social media as well. On Facebook, it's at 1Z Media. And on Twitter, it's at 1Z _. So those are the ways you can get involved with Iman FM and myself regarding this show and other shows as well. And and the phone lines are open because many of you did say that you wanted to talk about the Premier League's ins and outs. So the phone lines are open, and I'll put you straight on air on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. So before the break, if you just tuned in for the first time today, welcome along. And those of you who've been listening attentively since I came on air, thank you very much for keeping it locked at Iman FM. So before the break, I went through all the ins and outs of the Premier League matches that took place last weekend and also on Monday, and I gave my thoughts on some of the matches as well. And now what I'll do is I'll preview the Premier League matches that are coming up the week ahead. Once I've done that, then I'll go through all the other results that have been happening over the next tonight, sorry, and the last few days as well. So if we go to the Premier League, the matches coming up, the first match of the upcoming weekend, which is going to be this weekend actually, as you know, there's so much football going on these days, you can get lose track, so it is always good to listen to my program, and it's a refresher for myself, as always a refresher for yourself, for yourselves as well. So this Saturday, there's no early game, so be aware of that, because normally on Saturdays there's always a game at 12:30 in the afternoon for television purposes, but this Saturday there's no live TV game at 12:30. So there's very few matches actually this Saturday, because there's quite a few on Sunday as well, purely because of the Champions League football that took place today and yesterday, and also British teams in the Europa League. So the first game, which kicks off on Saturday the 5th of November at 3 p.m. GMT is Bournemouth at home to Sunderland. So I'll give you quick facts regarding this match. Bournemouth have won just one of the eight meetings with Sunderland in all competitions, drawing three, losing four, though that victory came in this fixture last season, which was 2-0 at the Vitality Stadium. Vitality Stadium is the name of the Bournemouth ground. The next fact is Bournemouth are unbeaten in their two Premier League meetings with Sunderland, both of which came in 2015-16, 1-1, drawn 1. And the last fact is, despite losing just once in eight meetings with Bournemouth in all competitions, Sunderland have scored more than one goal in a game on just a single occasion, which was 3-2 in October 1989. So that was Bournemouth against Sunderland. I think it's going to be quite a boring match, to be honest, but I'm not making any predictions. The next game at 3 o'clock on Saturday the 5th of November is Burnley against Crystal Palace. And the first fact regarding this match is Burnley have won just one of their last six league games against Crystal Palace, drawing two, losing three, including neither of the two Premier League meetings between them, drawing one and losing one. The next fact is that these two sides have met on six occasions in the top flight, with Burnley winning four of those clashes, drawing one, losing one. All four of the Claret victories, Claret is Burnley's nickname, victories came between 69 and 71, however. And the final fact is Crystal Palace 3-2 victory at Turf Moor, which is Burnley's ground, in 2014-15, ended a run of seven trips there without a win in league competition, drawing four, losing three, while they have never previously won back-to-back away games at Burnley. So I think that's going to be another boring game. And the next game at 3 o'clock sees Manchester City against Middlesbrough. If my memory serves me correct, because obviously when you try to remember so many things, 5th of November is usually fireworks, bonfire night. So I know I was going to use the pun, wasn't I? I don't think there's going to be much fireworks in the football. I know I had to get that one out of the way. I know it's a bit dry, that one, but I'm sure fireworks will be used quite a lot over the next few days. So the next game, 3 p.m. as I mentioned, is Manchester City against Middlesbrough. And the key facts for this match are, after failing to win any of their opening 14 Premier League meetings with Middlesbrough, drawing 5, losing 9, Manchester City have won 4 of their last 6 against them in top flight, losing 2. In Middlesbrough have won more Premier League games against Man City, 11, than they have against any other side. So that's quite interesting facts. And the last fact is that the game, in fact, that the game, excuse my, so I'll read that again. Excuse me. In fact, that game was the last time that Middlesbrough won two successive league games in the same Premier League season, something they could emulate in this match. So that's regarding in the match between Middlesbrough. Yes, so that was the match I was just talked about. Also, a quite astonishing fact, this one. So I like to mix up the facts for you. Mix it up a bit, so it keeps it interesting. Manchester City have made 28 changes to their starting 11 overall this season, more than any other side in the Premier League. So that's quite astonishing that they've made 28 changes to their starting 11 overall this season. So those were the facts for Manchester City against Middlesbrough. So like I said, the phone lines are open. Is your voice your choice on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And you can get calling in now. After all, as I mentioned, it's your voice your choice, so interrupt me at any point. So the next game on Saturday is West Ham United against Stoke, and that's also 3 p.m. GMT. After winning both games against them in Stoke's debut Premier League season, West Ham have beaten Stoke City just twice more in their last 12 Premier League meetings, drawing 5, losing 5. The next fact is Stoke have won just 6 of their 44 Premier League games in London, drawing 9, losing 29.